Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you.
Well, hearing Frank Sinatra's voice means that it's time for Joe and Cindy Farini to join us. They're with their My Marriage Matters ministry. They've been on this radio station for years talking about how you can just strengthen your walk with Christ and your walk together with your spouse. Thanks for coming back, you guys.
Thank you.
Good to be with you.
So how often do you encounter people who are really struggling when you go speak at conferences?
Well, you know, I would say it's probably half and half, which I think is such a beauty of the way that this whole Weekend to Remember is put together. You can have a marriage that is really struggling and get the tools that you need to get your marriage back, you know, on track. Or you can have a really good, thriving marriage, and it's just sort of a little tune-up, fun weekend away. Mm-hmm. The material is just amazing how it covers, you know, any range. And, you know, today what we want to cover, I want to make sure that we say that it's from a book by George Kenworthy, and it's called Before the Last Resort. And I have recommended this book over and over to people, and so I just want to make sure that listeners understand, like, these aren't the three questions that we've put together, but three questions that came out of this book that I think are really excellent.
Yeah, because, you know, so many people, and I've encountered this, I'm sure not as often as you, but when you're at the end of your rope, some people really are just ready to call it quits. And the idea of hearing that there's three things you can do is much more attainable than repair a broken marriage.
Yes. And I'm going to start with the first one. Joe and I will kind of intertwine here. But the first question that George Kenworthy asks is, do you believe that there is a God? And I know when Joe and I are speaking with people one-on-one, I would say most all of the time, the answer is yes. So mm-hmm. that's like an easy check that question off. But then it gets just a little bit harder. And the next question is, are you willing, and that's a key word, are you willing to apply the principles of God's word to your life? That's where it gets just a little bit more difficult for people. And I think, you know, we certainly have a lot of stories that we could tell in and amongst that particular question. And the question basically is, are you going to apply God's word, you know, even to your sin? Are you going to be willing to allow for God to take hold of your anger? Are you willing to say no to infidelity that you are already involved in? Are you willing, you know, the list can go on and on. Are you willing to apply what God's word has for your life?
Hmm. Yeah, and Joe, I'm sure you guys see this so much where people, of course, profess Christ, but they maybe haven't let Jesus into their marriage yet.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what Cindy's talking about there. And I think when we're talking to folks and we hear the stories that they tell us, and it's very sad a lot of times, is that we need to take them back to the beginning. And for us, you know, going back to the beginning is one's relationship with the Lord. And so as I was thinking about what we're going to talk about today, I thought, you know, the best way to communicate the importance of what we're talking about now is just through a couple case studies that we've done. I mean, I can think of one individual that comes to mind here, and this guy was struggling in his marriage. He was struggling in his personal walk. And one of the first diagnostic questions I will always ask somebody who is struggling in their marriage and their walk is, are you having a daily quiet time? This person was not having a daily quiet time. I mean, his walk basically was non-existent, even though, and this is the sad part here, even though he was part of a weekly men's Bible study, he was having fellowship with a bunch of other guys, he was not walking with the Lord closely. And so my assignment to him was pretty simple. And it was simple in that I see a direct correlation between how one's quality of walk that they have with the Lord and the quality of their marriage. The assignment that I gave him was very simple. I said, all I want you to do is just, I want you to read one proverb a day for 1 month. And as you know, there's 31 proverbs. I said, after you do that, give me a call in a month and let's take the next step. Well, I did not hear from this guy for 15 months. All right. And at the 15th month, someone got a hold of him. I like to think it's the Holy Spirit that got a hold of him. And I said, so did you read your proverbs? He said, no. He said, I still have the same problem. And I said, yes, you still have the same problem. I said, understand, friend, that only Jesus is going to intervene at this point, can help you. And you need to begin and start at the beginning. And that's, you know, needed to get into his word.
I'm glad you suggested Proverbs as well, because there's, you know, there's some tasks that are really difficult to swallow, but it makes it easy based on the number of chapters, and there really isn't that much to them. There's a bunch of short sayings. They're really easy to grasp.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it really can transform your life when it deals with the deep inner portions of our character so often in Proverbs. And so did this guy ever start doing it, or he's perhaps still trying to get motivated to do it?
Well, you know, this particular case study is still, he has never done it. He has never done it, as far as I know. He still is not doing it. But sadly, I mean, this is not an uncommon scenario that we see being played out a lot of times in marriages today. Hmm. I mean, if we can't get this piece right, marriage, we're not going to get the marriage right either.
And, you know, you've got three questions here. The first one, do you believe that there is a God? Second one, are you willing to apply the principles of God's word to your life? What's the third question people have to ask if they want to transform their marriage?
Well, the third one is, will you pray for the Spirit of God to strengthen you and your spouse? And that is a huge challenge, because we have challenges in our life. We have personal weaknesses. We have weaknesses within our marriage. But, you know, through those weaknesses, we can really strengthen our marriage, because it's through those challenging times that a couple can grow closer and have a stronger marriage. But what we find so often is that people want help, and they want help to identify what the problem is. But then once they identify the problem, they feel like that's it. Like, oh, it's my anger, period. But the key is you have to now do the hard work. You have to now do the hard work to pray together, to begin to work on not being angry, to ask the Holy Spirit to guide your mouth, to guide your actions, to work on your heart so that you aren't that angry person anymore. And that's what I think, that's where I think, I'm not a statistician, but I would say 100% of the people, they don't, if they don't do it, they will not have a strong marriage, because they've just quit. And they kind of are like, well, I can't do that work. And a lot of people are happy to keep coming to a mentor couple like Joe and I, or a counselor for that matter, and spend a lot of money, but never want to do the hard work. And that's what a counselor is there for, to really help you get through those hard times and really work on your marriage. But a counselor can't do more work on your marriage than you will.
Is it fair to say that surrender is a real crucial aspect of repairing a marriage, just admitting you can't do it alone?
Oh, Brian, bingo, man. You just hit it right on the target. And that brings me to my next case study here. And I don't know how much time we have to do
this.
But I can tell you that the second case study is an individual who was doing a little bit better than the other guy. He was reading the Bible a few times a week. Which I was thankful for that, and I encourage him to continue doing that. But, you know, one of the next topics that we talk about is just the importance of the spiritual life, of what you're talking about there, Brian, about that the need to be surrendered to the Lordship of Christ. And we had our little study. He seemed to understand what I was saying. And so we came back next week, and I said, so are you walking in the power of the Holy Spirit? Are you living the spirit-filled life? And he said, no. And I said, why not? And he said, you know, he blamed his wife for not walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, for not being spirit-filled. And I told him, well, sorry, pal, that doesn't work that way. And I said, you need to understand that the Holy Spirit is the power source to help you, number one, live the Christian life, and number two, to pursue oneness in a marriage relationship, to understand God's plan and his purposes for marriage. And he just refused to surrender his life to Christ. And as you know, a good friend of ours, Dr. Crawford Loretz, he has a great quote here. And he says, you cannot have a successful marriage without the invasion of the supernatural. And what Crawford's talking about there, he's referring to the need to have the filling of the Holy Spirit in order to build oneness in our marriage relationships. And so the total surrender that you're talking about there, Brian, is absolutely an essential to a growing marriage relationship. And, you know, if you take everything we've just talked about, understand that this all needs to be contextualized within the context of a loving, abiding, thriving, flourishing relationship with Christ. Mm-hmm. If that is happening, you will see great marriages take place.
And I also think that when one spouse starts to really live that spirit-filled life, the other will start to feel like interested at least. You know, it'll take different time for each couple, but I know that when my husband Nathan is in the Word and I see him studying and learning, it just makes me more excited to want to be a part of it.
That's all right.
Yes, and I one of the notes that I had that I was hoping I'd get to share, you kind of said, and I think if you put one foot in front of the other person will likely begin putting one foot in front of the other. Well, somebody has to take the first step.
Yeah.
Somebody has to be the example, and it's great if it's both of you, and you probably will have a good, thriving marriage, but if it's not, it's going to be tough. I think Joe has one more thing to say.
Yeah, if I could just put a bow on this discussion here and just say this. As I look back over our marriage of 37 years, I would say one of the best investments I've ever made in my marriage is that I took the time to disciple my wife. And we took the time to learn God's word together. We took the time to catch our vision of a greater tomorrow by building oneness in our marriage and growing in our relationship with Christ. That's why we're such big advocates, as you guys know, of why discipleship is so important for us personally and for our marriages. There's never going to be a time that you stop wanting to grow in your relationship with Christ, because that the byproduct of that is just a strong, flourishing marriage relationship. It never ends.
Amen. Great stuff, you guys. And I love how really, I mean, it's a big step, but it's honestly, as you said, Cindy, one foot in front of the other. It's not some giant, intimidating plan. You just got to take that first baby step. And if you just surrender to the Lord, he'll help transform your marriage. Great stuff this week. Once again,
thank you.
From Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. You can search for them on Facebook. Just type in the search bar there, My Marriage Matters. You could also find both Joe and Cindy Farini online, joefarini.com, cindyfarini.com. Any other info to share with folks before we say goodbye this week?
Well, just the quick challenge that we try to do at the end of this broadcast, and that is, when was the last time that you prayed and asked God to strengthen you and your spouse? Do that today.
Great stuff.
Thanks.
Thanks, you guys. We'll talk
Thank
to you next
you.
Week.
All right.
Sounds good.
You have a good day.